Krishna Book, Canto 3, Vrindavan Kumar. Chapter 11, Scene 8, Baka Asura. In this way, the maintainers of the complete creation, Krishna and Balaram, used to take care of the calves in the morning every day, and thus enjoyed their childhood pastimes as cowherd boys in Vrindavan. All the cowherd boys would daily go to the bank of the river Yamuna to water the calves. Usually, when the calves drank water from the Yamuna, the boys also drank. One day, after drinking, when they were sitting on the bank of the river, they saw a huge animal which looked something like a duck and was as big as a hill. Its top was as strong as a thunderbolt. And when they saw that unusual animal, they became afraid of it. The name of this beast was Baka Asura, and he was a friend of Kamsa. Baka Asura appeared on the scene suddenly and immediately attacked Krishna with his pointed, sharp beaks, quickly swallowing Krishna up. And when Krishna was thus swallowed, all the boys, headed by Balaram, became almost breathless, as if they had died. But when the demon Bakasura was swallowing up Krishna, he felt a burning, fiery sensation in his throat. This was due to the glowing effulgence of Krishna. The demon Bakasura quickly vomited up Krishna and then tried to kill Krishna by pinching him with his beak. Baka Asura did not know that although Krishna was playing the part of a child of Nanda Maharaj, Krishna was still the original father of Lord Brahma, who is the creator of the universe. He was the child of Mother Yashoda. He is the reservoir of pleasure for the demigods. And Krishna is the maintainer of all saintly persons. So when Krishna caught hold of the beak of the gigantic duck, and right in front of his cowherd boyfriends, Krishna bifurcated Bakasura's mouth, just as a child very easily splits a blade of grass. And from the sky, the denizens of the heavenly planets showered flowers like the chameli, which is the most fragrant of all flowers, and they did this as a token of their congratulations. Accompanying the showers of flowers was a vibration of bugles, drums, and conch shells. When the cowherder boys saw the showering of flowers and heard the celestial sounds, they became struck with wonder. And when they saw Krishna, all of them, including Balaram, were so pleased that it seemed as if they had regained their very source of life. As soon as the cowherd boys saw Krishna coming towards them, one after another, they embraced the son of Nanda and held Krishna to their chest. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.